Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. It is now an all-too-familiar mantra. Physical distance, wash your hands, stay home, wear a mask. But there's a lot more to it than just repeating those guidelines. Businesses are reopening. We're being given more chances to get outside and enjoy nature. This is something important, especially for those who are feeling cooped up for the past 2 months. It is a chance for some to go back to work and to begin making money again. Dr. Lynn Noseworthy, Medical Officer of Health for the Kawartha Pine Ridge District Health Unit, has a complex job trying to keep people safe while at the same time making sure everyone is compliant and not complacent. Here is my phone conversation with her. I am pleased to welcome Dr. Lynn Noseworthy, Medical Officer of Health for the Halliburton Kawartha Pine Ridge District Unit, to Consider This. Welcome, Dr. Noseworthy. Can you give us an update on the recent trends of the past few weeks?
For Northumberland County, we have had a total of 16 confirmed cases, and in the city of Kawartha Lakes, 147 cases, and Halliburton County, 7 cases. Most of the cases in Ontario are in the Greater Toronto Area. About 64% of the provincial cases are in the Greater Toronto Area. And the province has had a total of 287 outbreaks reported to date, with over 1,200 deaths related to those outbreaks.
What do these numbers tell you when you look at them?
They tell me that in our health area, we've been fortunate in that we haven't had very many cases in comparison to municipalities to the west of us. Also that the number of cases seems to be going down in our community, and that we have the ability to contact cases quickly and determine who their contacts are and follow up their contacts very quickly. And we also know that people are doing their best to practice physical distancing, to practice good hand hygiene, wash their hands well and wash them often, and to stay home if they're ill.
The Ontario government has started relaxing restrictions in a number of areas as part of what they call a framework for reopening our province. As you watch the announcements coming forward, what is your reaction to some of the steps that are being taken?
Well, it's a fine balance between the economic needs of the province and the need to protect residents from the spread of the virus. And so we need to have measures in place to ensure that once these businesses and other places start to open up, that they have protocols in place to protect the staff, to protect members of the public who go into those facilities, but also that we are monitoring what's going on within our health system so that the health system's capacity isn't jeopardized through this opening up of workplaces and businesses, that the public health system has the capacity to deal with case and contact management, that we're able to monitor the spread of the virus in the community and have the testing ability to do the testing of individuals so that we can monitor the virus in the community.
I know that some people are concerned that we may be moving too quickly. You see it in social media and people's comments to each other and conversation. Are we moving too quickly?
Well, as I said before, there's a balance between the economic needs of our communities and the COVID-19 protection needs of our communities. And we know that one of the biggest determinants of health is the ability for people to be healthy is dependent on whether they have an adequate income, they have adequate food, they have housing, they have a social support network. And with this COVID-19, our economy has been negatively affected, as you know, and many people have lost their jobs or have reduced incomes, and so they're at risk of having adverse health outcomes. So we we have to, as a province, as a country, ensure that there are supports for people as the economy starts to get back up and rolling, but that people have the ability to get back to work and to have the income that they need to support themselves and their families.
Yeah. As you are monitoring the efforts of local businesses to reopen, how confident are you that these people can meet the guidelines required to ensure public safety?
I think that people can, businesses can meet the guidelines, and there are all kinds of resources out there. There's information on our website, for example. The Ministry of Labor has information on its website. And I know that we're getting consultations, we're providing consultations to many businesses and what they need to do to protect the staff, to protect the public when they go into those facilities. And I know that the staff will be looking to ensure that their health is protected as they go back to work, but also they have the ability to have discussions with their employers, and members of the public, when they come into those facilities, will also see that measures are in place to protect them when they go in to do whatever their business is.
What advice would you give people as they venture back out into the world and interacting with various businesses?
Well, they should protect themselves by practicing physical distancing requirements. So that's a 6 feet distance, a 2 meter distance away from other people. They should practice really good hand hygiene, wash their hands often, wash them well. And if they're going to be going into places where they can't maintain the 6 feet of distance from other people, that they should consider the use of a face covering, a cloth mask, to prevent infection, if they're incubating an infection, from spreading it to other people.
We hear a lot about these cloth masks. So what can you tell us about wearing a mask? What advice would you give us?
Well, there's information on our website. I would strongly encourage your listeners to have a look at that. But if you are going to be wearing a cloth mask, you should wash your hands before putting it on and taking it off. You should ensure that the mask fits snugly against your face. You should avoid touching your face when wearing the mask, because you can have virus on your hands if your hands aren't clean. And if you touch your eyes, your nose, or your mouth, you can spread the virus from your hands to your mucous membrane. And then you should always be washing your cotton mask after each use. So there's more detailed information on our website. I would encourage your listeners to check it out. It's hkpr.on.ca. And if people have questions, they can call us 1-866-888-4577, extension 5020. And they can leave a message, and a staff member will call them back to help with any questions that they may have.
Now, what about employees for these businesses? Do you have any advice for them?
I would recommend that they talk to their employer before going back to work to see if the employer has put measures in place to protect their health and safety. And if they have questions, they can contact us. They can contact the Ministry of Labor. They can check online. And the employers, I would encourage them to also contact us to make sure that they have the appropriate measures in place to protect their staff and their clients.
What if these employees have existing health conditions or are vulnerable and maybe they don't want to go back to work? What would you advise them to do?
I would advise them to have a discussion with their employer as to what can be done to protect them, and whether they can work from home or other arrangements, to talk to their employer.
Now, I know there's been a lot, especially in the media, about migrant workers coming back to our area. And I know that they have to isolate before they can start work. And there's been changes to their accommodations, where they live, and their working conditions. And I know that the health unit plays a role in inspections. Can you bring us up to speed?
Sure. Our staff has contacted all of the firms that accept these temporary foreign workers and provided quite extensive information packages to them, have been consulting with them as they prepare to receive their workers. And our staff have gone out to inspect the accommodation facilities for the temporary foreign workers to make sure that they have the appropriate setup for them to maintain the 6 feet of distance, and they have the ability to isolate anybody who may be developing symptoms of COVID-19, that they have arrangements in place to have people assessed and tested as necessary, that they're able to get their food and other necessities that they need for the first couple of weeks that they're in Canada, because they have to be isolated for 14 days before they can actually start their work. So So those things are in place.
There's not just a relaxing of restrictions on business. A number of other changes have taken place as well. There has been an opening of trails, wilderness areas, boat launches, and other recreational activities. What are your thoughts on giving access to these recreational opportunities?
I think it's a good idea to give access to these outdoor recreational activities because people have been cooped up for the past few months, and we need to ensure that people have exercise, access to fresh air. But people need to remember that they need to be practicing the physical distancing, washing their hands thoroughly and regularly, and to abide by these practices when they go out into the public areas, because they need to ensure that they don't pick up an infection when they're out and about. And they should assume other people have an infection and conduct themselves accordingly.
A lot of this depends on people honoring the advice of public health officials. And, you know, I follow the health unit on social media. You guys give great advice and important information, both through social media and on your website, that is meant to guide us and inform us about what to do. And yet we see people all the time not following these guidelines. What do you suggest we do?
Well, I think everybody has a responsibility to ensure that they're protecting other people in case they themselves are incubating the infection. If you're out and about and people are too close, I mean, you have every right to say you're too close to maybe to please step back. But I think about a phrase that Dr. Bonnie Henry, who is the Chief Medical Officer of Health in British Columbia, has been using fairly often in her updates to the public, and she says, be kind, be calm, and be safe. I think this pandemic has brought out the best in many people, and they're looking out for their neighbors. They're looking out for their friends who can't get out and about to get their groceries or whatever, or need other supports. So be kind to people, and then be calm, because it's going to take a while for us to get out of this pandemic, and we just have to carry on. But also be safe. And how are you safe? Well, you're practicing physical distancing. You're washing your hands well and often. You're using these cloth masks if you can't be 6 feet apart when you're out and about. And you're staying home if you're ill. So you're always aware of the fact that you're part of a bigger community and that you have responsibilities to protect other people.
What are some of the more positive things that you're seeing taking place in the community?
Well, as I've mentioned, I know that neighbors are looking after neighbors, people are looking after their elderly relatives or ill relatives. And so people are recognizing that we're all in this together and we all have a role to play in helping each other. Some people are able to do that through providing money to the food banks because they haven't been able to give donations through their local churches or other venues. So we're hearing about those good kind of news stories. But I know that over time, we're also seeing many issues in our community based on this pandemic that are bringing things to the fore. We're seeing that we need more support for older or more vulnerable populations. We need supports for people who have reduced income or people who have lost their job because of the pandemic. And so over time, we need to think about things like the basic income guarantee to help ensure people can afford the necessities of life. I know this has been dismissed as unnecessary in the past, but I think this pandemic has really shown where we've got some of the cracks in our social support network.
How much longer do you think this is going to go on?
That would be very hard to say, and I really don't know. We look to the past, and so the most significant pandemic in the past was the 1918 influenza pandemic that went on over a number of waves for a couple of years. But this is a different time. We're hoping to have a vaccine in the not too distant future, probably a year, year and a half. That may seem like forever for some people, but in 1918, there were no vaccines whatsoever. And there may end up being some antiviral medications that can be used to treat people who were sick to mitigate the complications that could possibly occur. So we will probably see a wave in the fall. But if we're monitoring our data closely, we should have indications of that going on and be able to ramp down things, hopefully, a bit to so that we don't overrun our healthcare system, and that we're able to carry out most of our activities that we can carry out at that particular point in time because the province is gradually ramping up opening activities.
When you talk about this, it makes me think of a dimmer switch in your living room. You know, you sort of turn it up and turn it down according to how much light you need. But again, we're talking about people and human beings. And, you know, once you start opening up things, it's harder to kind of take it back. Well, how do you, as a public health official, deal with that?
Through a gradual process of opening it up first. And so the province has released a framework for reopening the province, and there are four criteria that will be used to monitor what the effect of opening up the province is, and looking at things like virus spread and containment within the community, looking at the capacity of our health system. You may be hearing that the province is allowing hospitals to look at their local situation to determine whether or not they can start offering surgery, for example. Looking at the public health system capacity to deal with case and contact management, and looking at the ability to monitor the incidence of the disease through testing. So it's a challenging process to gradually open up while you're monitoring what's going on with the disease and with what's going on with the healthcare system to ensure that we have the capacity to deal with the disease and to deal with people who are very ill from the disease, but also to look at the economy to see how it's doing to ensure that we've got the financial supports in place to support the various initiatives that are underway to help people who have less income at this point in time.
If you could say one or two things to people listening, what would they be?
Well, I would always go back to assume other people have the infection and conduct yourself accordingly. So practice physical distancing, wash your hands frequently and often, use cloth masks if you're going to be in situations where you won't be able to practice physical distancing, and stay home if you're ill. If you are ill and you think you have symptoms of COVID-19, you can go online to check the government's website to do this self-screening tool, self-assessment tool, to determine if the symptoms you have indicate that you should be tested. You can contact your family physician to have a discussion, or healthcare provider to have a discussion with him or her. But I go back to what Dr. Bonnie Henry says, and that's to be kind, be calm, and be safe.
Dr. Noseworthy, I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to me today.
You're welcome.
That was Dr. Lynn Noseworthy, Medical Officer of Health for the Halliburton Kawartha Pine Ridge District Health Unit. I want to thank both my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. While we are busy self-isolating, it's important to remember the world has not stopped entirely. If you know of a good story or have an idea for a story, please let me know. You can email me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com and include as much detail as possible, especially contact information. If you have any comments, questions, rants, or raves, you can also email me at that same address. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Consider This. Or if you're on Twitter, you can message me at rwash. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.